Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just watching this video that went viral. I guess, you know, the gender reveals, you know, when they, I guess, have a party or have a bunch of people over, or they, you know, when they just cut into a cake, and if it's pink, it's a girl, and the whole thing is insane. But I guess now there's a new one. Wait, like, there's a couple of them. Did you see the other videos that were along with that link? Where she, like, mispitched and she threw it at, like,
and it just lands.
Yeah, it just lands and it splats open, whatever it is. It's supposed to be like he hits it, he hits the ball, it busts open, and the color
and
of the
like
paint.
Pink comes out or blue comes out.
Yeah, blue comes out, right? Oh,
that's a good idea.
But he took the pitch instead.
Right.
And it splattered on the floor.
Exactly. He took the pitch and it was like, because she threw it high. She threw it at his chest. And he's like, you threw it at my chest. So, but what she did is like she stood to his side and launched the ball that way, and he went to go. He would have swung it and would have went away from him.
Right.
But there's another video out there where she got where the pitcher would be, like from me to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you pitched to me. The thing didn't bust, and it flew back right at her and busted her right in the face.
That's what I was watching and laughing at.
Yeah.
You're right. The ball doesn't explode in blue or pink.
Nothing happens. It just hits her right
knocks her in the nose.
Watch. Listen. You hear the chick videotape? That's a YouTube fail.
And the sick thing is, in the video, like, her mom is sitting there, and you can see her mom's hand and her leg in, like, a lawn chair watching the thing. She doesn't even move when her daughter gets beamed in the face.
Right.
She's sitting in the chair the whole time.
You think it's fake? No. That sound, but the sound,
so perfect.
The sound off the bat, what the hell was that ball supposed to be made of?
Right. No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, did somebody change the ball?
God, he nails her. And the husband nails her in the face with the ball and goes and picks up the ball instead of going up to her to see if she's okay.
That's why
he's going to pick the ball. Like, what's wrong with the ball?
Play that again.
One, two, three.
Oh, no way. There's no way.
Are you okay?
No. Are you okay? No. And he goes and picks up the ball.
The greatest sound, that aluminum bat.
I mean. Brett, you might want to add that one to your arsenal.
It is a great sound.
I love how much Brett loves it.
But these gender reveal party things, if you don't think this is just another... you know, another example of how powerful the vagina is. Because there's no way that a guy ever went up to his wife or his baby mama or whatever and said, you know what, sweetie? You know what we should do? We should spend money on a party where we cut into a cake.
Right.
So everyone can find out the sex of the baby the same time we do. No guy has ever said that. Yeah. None.
Nah.
Zero. That's how powerful your vagina is, ladies. That's how, because it gets us to go, okay. You know?
We have to do it.
Right. And like, the dudes aren't even putting, you know.
Think about it. It went from couples not knowing what they were having to then there comes a technology where you can know. And so they're together at the doctor's office. The doctor says, do you want to know?
And somebody monopolized
it. And most times they said no, but now it's become, no. Well, I think most times people are saying yes, and the couple would find out. Oh, we know what we're having. And maybe they wouldn't tell. Maybe they would tell. Right, they would just know. And now it's become this thing where
look, we're going to open up.
The couple doesn't even know.
What gets me is with these cake ones where they slice the cake open.
Yes.
I didn't even know these things existed until about 2 years ago when Ted was having his first one and he said he went to somebody else's or whatever. And I'm like, so let me understand this. They get a piece of paper from the doctor and they bring it to the bakery?
Without looking.
Without looking.
Right.
And they bring it to the bakery.
Yes.
And the first person to find out the sex of your baby is the guy that's going to bake your cake.
That's correct.
Does anybody else understand how insane that is?
And then the high school girl who puts the frosting on it and writes congratulations, she knows.
Right. Everybody in the bakery knows.
You pick up the cake.
Yeah.
And they're like, have a good party.
Yeah.
And they all know.
Right.
I wonder if they ever tip it off.
They have to.
By mistake.
Ooh.
A little pink icing stuck to the corner of the box.
You know?
You know, something like that. Oh, it ruined it.
You know, it's funny. I always thought, I would always said that I was going to find out because if I was going to have a girl, I needed like that amount of time to get mentally prepared for having a daughter. And then once we were pregnant, I was like, you know what? This is the last surprise left in life.
Absolutely right.
The last
surprise. I love the surprise.
The last surprise.
Right. Yeah. What else is there in life? You learn everything else. Why not know? It's so great. And then you have the baby. You don't have to be ready. You know, mentally maybe. But you don't have to be ready otherwise. You got the baby's going to sleep in a crib in your room. You got time to do the room, the whole thing. Who cares? Just, it's such a great surprise. It's awesome.
So, yeah, I just don't get
it. We never found out. I was happy. We guessed the whole time. We thought we were having boys. Both of them. Of course, didn't happen.
I just can't imagine any guy ever saying it. Sweetie, I got a great idea.
Here's what we do.
Here's what we do. Now, I don't even know how that morphed into here. We hit fake baseballs and it busts open.
Right.
And then... Now, had you told me they were all going to be like that.
The aluminum sound and the ball hitting her face, both of those sounds are good. It's the silence in between those two things that I find really cool.
And then
it's just like a split second of silence. You know it's coming, but it's great.
That'll never be done being funny. At least not to me.
That is a great sound. God. And what a horrible fail. And the other guy you mentioned, I watched that. That was a pretty funny video, too, where she lobs the ball at him and he takes a pitch because it's not good enough.
Because it's high.
And it explodes on the driveway. It's all pink. He just lets it go.
Carl on line two. What's on line one? What's up, Carl?
JP, you know, if you laughed at that, when I lived in Philadelphia a while back and had one of my brothers come down and a couple of my friends. We went out to the ball field and, you know, we're partaking in a little herbage. Mm-hmm. And we're just hitting fly balls. My brother hit a towering fly ball. I get underneath it. For some reason, thought the ball was in my glove before it was. Pulled my glove away. Took the ball square to the teeth. Lips all fat. Nose bleeding. We decide we're going to change up the game a little bit. We get out my brother's at bat, and I pitch it to him. Line drive. Slow motion. Coming right back at me. Square to the rib. At that time, it was pizza time.
And yeah.
It was rough.
That's a bad day. You took one to the face and to the ribs?
Face and the ribs. I had the baseball-sized welt on my ribs for days. And my lips were all cracked and bloody, my nose. And I had the little gnat all stuck in the blood on my face. It was a rough day.
That's horrible.
Carl.
I tried to tough it out, but, you know, after that second one, I was done.
Carl, you suck at baseball.
I suck at baseball high.
Yeah, okay. Tell yourself whatever you need to tell yourself.
Right.
Here's audio from that day with Carl.
Hey, at least I didn't cry.
You didn't. You were a big man about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Had the big boy pants on.
Thanks, Carl.
Take care,
dude. Timmy is online, too. Hey, Timmy.
Timmy, you there?
Nope. Hello, Timmy. Kenny,
okay.
Oh, what's up, Kenny?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something about the, the baby thing there. My daughter's actually due next week, and they're into soccer, and they actually did it with a soccer ball with it. They had a big party out in the backyard and everything, and, you know, my future son-in-law, he kicked the ball, and a whole bunch of powder came out of it.
Oh, yeah?
And did everybody clap and be happy?
Yeah, everybody, yeah, it was a big party, it was a big thing. But, I mean, it's not only a cake. I guess they could do it with just about anything, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I've seen balloons that come out of boxes where, you know, like, the people don't know it's a cardboard box, and they open it, and pink balloons fly, you know, come out, then it's a girl or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Listen,
I found a soccer ball reveal video.
Another miss.
Never go well. I don't
God,
know
no matter what
them.
They use.
The heavy ball.
With a metal shoe.
Were they like playing with brass balls? Is that what
I don't know. I don't know.
It's great you're finding these things, Brett. It's really awesome. You're finding all these gender reveal fails.
But then what happens? Many of them. Like, does everybody go home after that? You know,
I get drunk. I don't know about the rest of the people.
That's what you do. Yeah, Jeff is on line four. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for taking the call. So,
yeah.
I've got a buddy of mine. He's a competitive shooter.
And so he and his wife, they get a blanket, and they lay it down, and they're having a little picnic. And, of course, this is all being videoed. You figure they're just going to, you know, pull something out of the picnic basket. And what does he do then? He pulls out a high-powered rifle, lines up 200 yards down the range, takes a shot, and this giant cloud of pink blows up into the sky, and that was the reveal.
Yeah, so, but they already had to know then.
Oh, yeah, they okay. knew the parents.
Well, they did it for you guys.
This was the reveal for everybody else, yeah.
Yeah, I can't see...
Well, that's not bad.
I can't see having a party and spending $1,000 to have people over and have them find out the sex of my baby.
Right. And then what?
At the same time. And then what?
And you know what?
She hung up on.
I thought he was done. God, I hate this. Someone else do this. Someone else seriously do this. It's too much pressure. I don't know when people are talking and not pressure. Talking. And
It's okay.
No, Mike on line three. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, just for JP, one of the worst things is that, I don't know if you know about King Cake, where they put a plastic baby inside of it, and you have to find the plastic baby for good luck. What happens when the knife hits that baby? Do they split the good luck for the year?
That's a very difficult question. You're going to have to ask people with more knowledge than myself.
That's weird.
I have heard of the King Cake. I do know that there is a tradition with it, but I don't really know all about it.
I'll choke on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be, and I'll bite down on it or something. Little brat. Already cousin.
We're going to have a baby reveal today. We're going to put the baby in a cake.
Right.
And then we're going to cut the cake. And it's the live baby. Look, it's a boy.
Oh, my God, Brett.
Careful. Oh,
easy.
Just nicked a toe. That's when it goes too far, when they're actually taking the live baby out of the cake.
It's a girl.
All right, Louie, you'll be the last call, and then I'll set you up with that guy. What's up, Louie?
Hey, guys. I just found out we're going to have a baby, so I went out and I bought 50 pounds of binary explosive, and I'm going to mix it in with a cornstarch, either pink or blue, when we find out what it's going to be, which will be tonight, because they sell for like $40. You can buy a pee kit where you pee in there, and it has like an 80% accurate rate, and it'll tell you if you're having a boy or a girl.
Really?
Go find stuff to blow up.
You really want to go 80%? You got a 1 in 5 shot of being wrong?
80%? Yeah, that's not bad.
It was a story a couple months ago where people got in trouble for that, where they would just set off explosives, and they got in trouble for the gender reveal. So just be careful there, Louie. And we'll see you on the news. I mean, of course I do,
actually. Yeah, we're not going to put it inside of any refrigerators or anything.
Okay.
It's to the point now where people are just blowing stuff up and cops come. What? It's a gender reveal party. All you need is like a couple of pink balloons around you or something. Oh, it's a gender reveal party. What are you talking about?
Good news, everybody. It's a boy. Bad news. Daddy's dead.
He blows off his arms. Wow.
Stop.
Oh, you can't hold the baby. Too bad.
Unless you do it with your feet. You can't hold your kid.
Here, hold the baby. Oh, he dropped it. Here, hold the baby. Oh, he dropped it. You are a mad scientist.
Brad is just having so much fun with it all.
You are messed up. I like it, though.
Dead guy, you ready?
Ready to go.
He is a white guy, an American guy that you know from the world of music.
Okay.
You know him from music.
Pop guy?
I mean, some of his songs, you know, were pop hits.
Okay. But I wouldn't think of him like that, probably. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think you're thinking of, you know, like a new kid or anything like that.
Right, okay.
Was he in a band?
He was in a band. He also had solo stuff, too, but you would best know him from being in a band.
Good, Monica. You got a yes?
So you get another question.
Was his band popular in the 70s?
No.
Hmm.
His band was not popular in the 70s.
All right. Now, you guys come with yes or no questions. You get a yes, you keep going, just like Monica did. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Ask the questions, get a yes. You can ask another question or take a guess. Be the first one to solve who the dead guy in the envelope is, and we'll set you up with a prize from the Bone Prize Stash. White American guy,
white American guy, you know, from music.
Mm-hmm.
He had pop hits, but not like a boy band guy or anything like that. And he was in a band, but he also did solo stuff. But you're best known from being in a band.
Good luck, you guys. Your call's next. Try to solve the dead guy. First to do it, you win. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Dead guy in the envelope next. Roger, JP on the bone.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.